Welcome to the DSA Shifting Perspective podcast.
Hi, I'm Richard Bailey, and you are listening to a Shifting Perspectives podcast. Thanks for joining me. Today, I'm joined down the line by Christopher Davies. Christopher is 45 years old, and he's here to tell me about his family life, his social life, and his interests, which include script writing. Christopher is also going to discuss his personal experience of COVID-19 and has kindly agreed to talk to me about how he coped with the death of a very close friend of his, as well as the loss of his father, who sadly passed away in 2016. Hi, Christopher.
Hello, Richard.
How are you today?
I'm absolutely fine, thank you.
Great. So I know you have a really busy life, Christopher, and you also live independently.
That's right.
Perhaps you can tell us a little bit more about your independent living.
Well, I've lived in my own house since 2004 for about 17 years in total. So, yes, absolutely fantastic.
Right. And what kind of support do you have to help you live independently?
Well, I have a very good supportive network of people, my family and my friends, including my brother and sisters and family who I see regularly. I also have carers from the local Mencap who used to come and help me around the house. They came each day, and we used to do lots of activities together, lots of wonderful things, including taking me to my swimming lessons, shopping, etc., and of course helping me in the garden so I can do my gardening.
So before COVID-19, you were living independently. You were living in a house. Did you have any housemates or flatmates?
I want to talk about my housemate last year, about my loss of my housemate. I knew my housemate, Sarah, since my early school days. We kept in touch when after we left school, when she moved in with me in my house from 2014 onwards. So yes, we had many wonderful years, and who has such a great friendship, and which I value very much indeed. Quite tragically, very suddenly, she died from a fit, epilepsy. Yes, I miss her very much indeed.
I'm so sorry to hear about your friend passing away, Christopher. It must have been very difficult for you, losing such a close friend.
Thank you.
Now, I know you continued to live independently following Sarah's death, but has COVID-19 had an impact on your living arrangements now?
No, during the first lockdown, I lived with my mum. Then I was taken ill with COVID-19, which was in the autumn.
And how did you cope with that?
It wasn't smooth sailing, Richard, but I managed. I had to go into hospital, but very luckily, the doctors did, the wonderful doctors, let me come home on the same day, just with antibiotics. But of course, the antibiotics did knocked me for six. But since then, my mum, family have helped me to get better. Although it was a great struggle to get better. But I did it. I got so much better and stronger again. I feel it has made me realize how precious life is, and I always will probably say this, but I think it's a really nice way of saying it, is that when there's life, there's hope.
Lovely, lovely. And have you had any felt any after effects, or have you been okay? Have you been recovered okay?
Well, I have recovered okay, but one of the things which I have learned that I have to have more sleep than usual because I've been very sleepy.
And I know you're a very positive person. I guess that must have helped you.
Yes, exactly. And if you can't be positive, you are bound to be really, really ill. And so it's best to do that.
Yeah. And what are you doing to help yourself recover?
Well, that does take time. But one of the most important things is that is sleep, and I have plenty of it, good food, good company, and, of course, good old-fashioned small steps to good old-fashioned TLC.
It's great to hear that you've recovered from the COVID, Christopher. That's lovely. And you've had the help from friends and family. You know, I know you come from a large family and have a busy social life, or at least did before, you know, all this happened. So perhaps you could tell me a bit about your family and your friends and what you like to do.
I have a very supportive family and friends. But, of course, I love my swimming and my art and my cooking. I like my writing, snooker, listening to the radio. I quite like Steve Wright in the afternoon, which is really nice. Watching TV and DVDs very much, and working on my computer. And visiting family and friends.
Great. Well, should we go back to the swimming? You said you sounded like you really love swimming. So
yes, I do. I just like swimming because it's so very therapeutic, and it helps me to think. It helps me to think, and allows my gray cells and my brain to. Just to relax, and then I can focus on the task in hand.
You say about working on your computer. What kind of
Yes, I do like working on my computer. I like learning different skills. I like using PowerPoint to word processing to Excel. I like using YouTube, which is actually quite nice. I'm very good at any music items or anything like that. It's absolutely amazing. It's an amazing thing. And so, yes, it's all extremely, really good.
And you mentioned that you like writing as well. What kind of things are you writing about?
Well, sometimes I quite like writing lots of different things. One thing I do like doing is writing scripts a lot, mainly for Cassidy and Holby, which is I hope to tell you much more about that when we meet physically after I've been vaccinated, because I have learned that they both Cassidy and Holby, they do accept scripts from the public, which actually is a great thing because it means that we have the best of the ability then.
And what kind of action are you planning in some of your scripts?
Oh, very phenomenal, I would say. Very exciting.
Car crashes, maybe?
Maybe a few. There'll be maybe a few location shots. But I can tell you, I wouldn't want to spoil the surprise or the surprise element, because otherwise, good script writers don't always tell too much about what they're writing.
I think that's the best idea. Keep your ideas close to your chest. And yeah, fantastic. You've obviously clearly got a massively busy social life, which you're going to be looking forward.
Yes, I have, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to be looking forward to that once we get over all of this lockdown stuff. And so we've heard about your social life. So you come from a large family and who you said have helped you and supported you through COVID, which thankfully you've recovered from. Can you tell me a little bit about your family?
Of course. Yes. Well, I have my mum, who is now 88 and doing extremely well. And of course, my dad, who died in 2016.
I'm sorry to hear about that.
Yes, very sadly, yes. I have one brother, Peter, and who is married to Jenny, and they have two girls, Jill and Hannah. In 2016, Jill married Charlie, so another extension of the family. I've got three sisters. Elizabeth, who is married to Jim, who is from America, and they have two children who are very grown up now, James and Margaret, and of course James is also my godson. Also, I have Sarah, who's married to Nick, and they have two girls, Ingrid and Alice. And of course, my sister Christina, who I've been living with, who is married to Martin, and they have a cat called Venus. But also, I have my extended wider family, who I try to see often.
That's fantastic. So you've got lots of people around you, big support network.
Yes, aunts, uncles, you name it, cousins.
Fantastic. Now, you mentioned that your father passed away a few years back. That must have been very difficult for you. I mean, is there anything you'd like to say about him?
Yes, that's extremely kind of you, yes. My dad was one of a kind, a gentleman. He was a great dad, full of kindness, loyalty, and his overwhelming love for his family. And I can say, Richard, that there's one thing about him that you might not know. He wasn't one to blow his own trumpet, but I'm so proud of my father because he worked in Lloyds Bank for 50 years. And I know he's not here to hear me say this, but I am very proud of him. But of course, he would never want me to be sad. He would want me to be happy and well. And I'm sure he will say the same thing, that he would want me to get on with my life.
Your father sounds like a really remarkable man, Christopher. Thank you so much for telling me about him. I'm sure he'd be really proud to hear you paying such a tribute to him as well. And in the same way that your father gave you excellent advice throughout your life, do you have any advice for our listeners?
Yes, thank you. My advice to give to your listeners with Down syndrome is to always keep trying and to never give up on their dreams or ambitions, no matter how wild they are, that they should never let anyone get in their way. Also, people with Down syndrome are as important as anyone else, and they mustn't forget that.
Well, that's great, Christopher. That really is fantastic advice. And I think it's the perfect thought to finish our conversation on. It's been a real pleasure talking to you, and thank you so much for telling me about your life and your family and your hobbies. And it really was a privilege to hear about your friend Sarah and your father. So thank you very much.
Yes, thank you. I hope this will be the first of many.
Likewise.
Of course, Richard. And I thank you very much.
Oh, well, listen, I'm sure our listeners have enjoyed hearing all about your life, Christopher, in this edition of the DSA Shifting Perspectives podcast. And I invite you and all of our listeners to download the other episodes from the series. So until next time, my name is Richard Bailey. Many thanks and goodbye.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the DSA Shifting Perspective podcast. You can find more of our podcast via the DSA website or at Spotify and Audio Boom and Apple Podcast and other podcast platforms. Please subscribe and tell your friends about us. Thank you very much for listening.